Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. If you'd like to listen to bonus episodes, go sign up to the Patreon. That's patreon.com. We f***ed it. Anyway, you'll find a way.
Catamaran home!
Hello and welcome to this extraordinary, special and important episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. I'm James Donald Forbes McCann. This is the Catamaran Plan, the show where I am trying to earn enough money to buy a boat. Back with a visual component this week. A good visual component? No. We're on the couch. So many other better visual components out there. We'll figure it out. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, it's so important. I'm sorry that the visual is not so beautiful as to match the importance of what I have to say. Because what I have to say today signals the beginning of a great leap forward for the podcast. The podcast is about me trying to buy a boat. Trying to raise enough money to buy a boat. Do you have enough money to buy a boat yet, Jimmy? No. That's one of the big problems that we have. We've grown a spectacular amount. We've got, I don't know, 3,000 listeners on the audio podcast and between 2 and 5 watcher listeners on the visual component on the YouTube. That's really good. I'm not happy with it, but it's good. Because what we need is enough money for boat ownership. $500,000 boat. Gee, it's a sinky sort of couch. Hope the boat isn't nearly quite so sinky. $500,000 is what we're aiming for. Now, what's good about the podcast thus far is when we've grown, we've sustained. People who join up with the Catamaran Plan seem to come with us on that journey, but we need to get more people joining and signing up to the Catamaran Plan. It's time for a great leap forward. I've tried a number of things to have a great leap forward in the past. A pledge, where people would take a pledge. The pledge goes, I've got it written down here on this piece of paper. I pledge to do my best to help James Donald Forbes McCann buy a boat, and I pledge that today, or if it's late at the moment, tomorrow, but sometime in the near future, I will tell one person at least who has not heard about the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan about the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan and encourage them to listen to the podcast Catamaran Ho! A fine pledge, and I thank everybody who took the pledge, but I think, well, the pledge didn't work. And part of the reason might be that people are embarrassed to go and have a one-on-one conversation with a stranger. I know that can be hard. I mean, clearly people are invested in me owning a boat. How do we make it easier for the burgeoning fan base to grow the podcast? Or just to grow the podcast in general? Oh, I had many ideas. I thought about buying advertising because the podcast is doing well enough now that we could buy advertising. That's expensive. It looks weak. And it doesn't use the strongest, most beautiful, keep saying adjectives until I remember the noun. Volcanic? I don't know. I've got nothing. Vital? I'm looking for strong. Words that mean strong. Anyway, the most powerful thing that we have as a podcast is you. The sweet fan base who are so extremely interested in my owning a boat. So how do we utilize that fan base if it's embarrassing for people to go out and do the pledge? Well, I've come up with the answer, I think, and it's the pamphlet. I've made a pamphlet. This is what it looks like when it's not folded up. This is what it looks like when it's folded up. The pamphlet. You can go to the James Donald Forbes McCann website and download the pamphlet and print it out. This is my thought. You obviously want to tell people about the podcast. And it's not easy. Well, what's the podcast about? As a guy who wants a boat. It's just him talking about getting a boat. Yeah, well, that doesn't sound very good. We'll give it a shot. Well, yeah, okay. Not an easy conversation to have to result in someone listening to the podcast. That's my bad. Could have come up with something snappier. Didn't. Stuck with it now. In hindsight, the podcast about buying a boat didn't have to be about, well, it could have been a podcast to buy a boat, not been about buying a boat. It could have been about spooky mysteries. It could have been about Google reviews. It could have been about having a brewski and, you know, having a chin wag with a buddy. But instead, the boat podcast is also about boat ownership. This will hopefully bridge the gap. The beautiful pamphlet. It says here on the front, everything it is important for you to know about the James Donald Forbes McCann catamaran plan. And you can just put this anywhere. You can do letter drops if you want. This couch is so low. We're going to... Letter drops, you can print this out at the office and just leave it around the office. You can put it at a bookstore, coffee house, bar, anywhere. It's no good way to sit on the... That's what we don't do, the podcast on the couch more often. Anywhere that you want to leave the pamphlet, that people can find it, you can do it. And the pamphlet works. I went to the printing store to get some pamphlets printed. Immediately, the man who was printing the pamphlets, he didn't mind the pamphlet. I left a pamphlet with him. You can use this pamphlet. I think the pamphlet is going to be our great leap forward. I like thinking about it in terms of a great leap forward because we're leaping forward. Sadly, the great leap forward is also what the greatest famine in the world is known as. So I don't want to use the definite article. We want to use the indefinite article. This is a great leap forward, or potentially our great leap forward, but the principle is the same, of leaping forward in a great way. I mean, the underlying thing that Mao was trying to do, very beautiful in China, that they were an under-industrialized nation, and that using the people, they were going to become more industrialized, have a greater steel output than the United Kingdom. One of the big industrial, at the time, powers in the world. Now, if you wanted to have a greater steel output than the United Kingdom, I think you could do that over a long weekend, frankly. But anyway, the important thing is he used the people. Now, did it work? Sort of. I think the steel that they produced in the backyards was not of a good quality. And people were coming off farms to do it, and there wasn't enough food. And so we don't want to do that. But the underlying principle, as we try and lean forward to make this work, is to use the pamphlet. So you go to the website, you download the pamphlet, and you could stand on a street corner and hand that. Hello, sir, would you like a pamphlet? And most people will say no, but occasionally someone will say, yes, I'd love a pamphlet. So many people have succeeded with pamphlets. What is the 18th century, if not pamphleteering? People are always writing pamphlets and handing pamphlets out. Pamphlets. Feel very strongly about the pamphlet. I think the pamphlet is going to work, but it's only going to work, like I'm very close to the camera indeed, it's only going to work if you, the dear sweet listener slash viewer of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan, get out there and print that pamphlet. Get that pamphlet out there. Obviously, we could hire people to do letter drops of the pamphlet. I don't think that's something we can afford to do at the moment on a big scale, unless... Well, we'll see how it goes. Maybe we'll find a small town somewhere where we don't have a lot of listeners at the moment, and we'll see what pay-to-play pamphlet percentage. Do you know what I'm trying to say? I'm trying to say we need to get these pamphlets into people's hands. You got a family member? Give them a pamphlet. Think of the Jehovah's Witnesses. Think of the Watchtower knocking at your door, standing at the street corner. These people. Have, and the Seventh-day Adventists, I think, probably do this, pamphlet power. That's one of the big things that that religion uses, and they've grown into one of the small to medium, bigger than a normal cult, smaller than the one true church, pamphlets. I think pamphlets are the way to go. I wrote this pamphlet this morning. So you open, here's the pamphlet. On the cover, there is a AI-generated picture of a catamaran that I got done in black and white. And it's mostly a good picture of a catamaran, except that the water trail is going in the wrong direction. It is as though the boat is sideways. I don't know if you can see. The boat's moving in the wrong direction. Otherwise, a good picture of a boat. Everything you need to know about, everything that is important for you to know about the James Bond catamaran plan. You open it up. What is that there? Greeting you. It's the pledge. It's the pledge we've already done. That's what I was reading before. So the person reading it can do the pledge, or you can, you know, have the pledge. You could just print out the pamphlet for yourself and open that up and do the pledge. That'll be nice for you. And then on the inside, not only is there a photograph of me, not AI, it's not AI, that's me. A woman named Alexis took that photo. It's one of my favorite photos of me. It happened to already be in black and white, and I thought that made it easier because I don't, listen, color's so beautiful, color's so important. If you want to color in the pamphlet yourself, I won't stop you from doing it. But also, color is expensive, and the grist, the muscle, the strength. Ah, you'll excuse me. We've just come back from a lot of touring, so I am all over the place. But I'm not so all over the place that I can't tell that the pamphlet is a good idea. The pamphlet, a great leap forward. Anyway, on the inside is a dialogue with a person who might have questions about the James Donald Forbes McCann catamaran plan. Now let's go. Oh, God, I'll just sit. Ooh, I'll relax back now. And what is the James Donald Forbes McCann catamaran plan? The James Donald Forbes McCann catamaran plan is a podcast. It is hosted by James Donald Forbes McCann. It is about his journey to boat ownership. What is a catamaran? When I talk to people about the podcast, that's a question I get quite a lot. What is a catamaran? It is a kind of boat. It's got two hulls. Can you be more specific? No, I don't know very much about boats. It's true. I just know that. And this James Donald Forbes McCann, he wants to buy one of these two-hulled boats? Yes. Why? His reasons are mysterious. Does he sail? No. And so what? He's going to get a boat and learn how to sail it? Again, that's all a mystery. The important thing is the trying to buy a boat. Well, why doesn't he just buy a boat? He's poor. Much of the podcast is about James trying to earn enough money to buy a boat. That's true. How is he trying to raise money with the podcast? Here's the question then. I've done the questions in bold. I've tried to do it like the catechism, where the questions are in bold and the answers are in not bold. They're in modest. Am I to understand that this is a podcast about a man using a podcast to earn enough money to buy a boat? That's exactly right. Does he have a co-host on the podcast? No. Sometimes we do. We had a producer, Eve. We have guests sometimes, but basically we sail this ship alone. Question, is the podcast just this man on his own talking into a microphone, yearning for a boat without ever divulging his reasons for wanting a boat? That's the length and breadth of it, yes. Well, that sounds awful. Now, we venture there into that's not a question. And we hopefully try and break down the question-answer thing and form a more casual conversational tone. That sounds awful. It does sound awful. I'll admit it. Or the character. I will admit it. It does sound awful. This is one of the main problems that James is having with growing the podcast. Is having with growing. Wouldn't have written it like that had I copy-checked it. James has with the growth of... Nah, there's probably a good way to do it. That James is having with growing the podcast. Maybe it's not as bad as I thought. When people describe the podcast, it sounds like it's going to be bad. And I know that. And that's, I think, where the pledge fell down. Is it a good podcast, though? Well, that's subjective. You might like it. Some people do. Some people swear by it. Do you like it? Me? Yes, you. It's fine. Obviously, that's me and my opinion about it. But, I mean, it's. I didn't want to be... deep down, I think it's the best podcast in the world, but I didn't want to be overly showy and dramatic about that. So, how does the podcast make money? There are a few different ways the podcast makes money. There are advertisements. There's a Patreon. People might ask at that point, what is Patreon? Well, it's a website where you can pay money each month to hear additional bonus episodes of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. Do you mean to tell me that there are hundreds of people in the world who not only tolerate... Hold on, did I say that hundreds of people... do it? No, that was in an earlier copy. Ooh. Ooh, that's rough for the pamphlet that I don't give the information to the question asker that there are hundreds of people on Patreon. By the way, thank you. Hundreds of people on Patreon. Hundreds of people on Patreon, and then we just have that in the question. Hopefully no one notices. Do you mean to tell me, having not told me at all, that there are hundreds of people in the world who not only tolerate listening to a man complain about not owning a boat, but then they then pay him money each month to hear him complain about it even more? That is correct. And then James is saving all this money to buy a boat? No. He's using the money to fund the journey to boat ownership. Well, what does that mean? That boy needs therapy. It means that much of the money is being used to feed, clothe, and provide shelter for his family. That's the first step on the journey, and that's true. If we don't do those things, we can't have a boat because life will fall apart. So we need to get that done and then the growth. I mean, we're doing that simultaneously with trying to become an American comedy superstar. And that's going quite well. God Save the King, the special documentary tour thing, that came out. Well done, Sam Clark. That's getting more views than normal, according to the YouTube algorithm response presenting machine device. Excuse me. It's hot in here. I turned the air conditioner off so that I could do the podcast, but now I'm just hot. It's just the same as being in the car. We move forward, but we never go anywhere at all. Anyway, that's the first step on the journey. But beyond those, this is the question again, but beyond those immediate needs, the money goes toward the boat in a roundabout fashion. There are other plans James has for making money. True that. And he reinvests some of the podcast money into those ventures. He has held art auctions. He writes books of poems. He's working on a feature film. The question then says, I do not understand. I thought that would be funny if the questioner, if the last thing they said was, I do not understand. And then the interior of the pamphlet is over. Well, what's on the other side in the middle? That's a way for people to get to the QR code with a little preamble of a back and forth discussion about why there's not going to be a QR code on the pamphlet. It's meta. The James Donald Forsbycan, we need that back. The James Donald Forsbycan catamaran plan pamphlet is out now. Now, that'll be on the website. We'll post a link. Wherever this video or audio is being showcased, there will be a link so you can find that. It's down to you now. We'll see over the coming week how many people get out there and print out the pamphlet, and then presumably how many people use the pamphlet to join the podcast. I used the wrong QR. I just used a QR code that actually went directly to the to a page where you can start downloading the podcast. I should have had it linked to a thing where it counted how many times people were viewing that page. That's a mistake on my part. It's too late to change it now. Is it too late to change it now? It's not too late to change it now, but I will change it. Fine. The pamphlet will stay the same. I'll change the QR code now, and then I'll upload that one. Now that I've printed it out and I know the dimensions will work for the pamphlet, I will. I'll go, but you're going to go to the effort of printing it out. I'm going to go to the effort of making sure you have something worthwhile to print out. The James Donald Forsbycan catamaran plan pamphlet. This is our great leap forward, I do believe. But it's down to you. This is very serious now. I've done all I can do to make the pamphlet a success. I've made the pamphlet. I affirm that I'll be updating the pamphlet so that I can see how many people do download it and if it actually does work. But now it's down to you. Because if the pamphlet works and no one has the pamphlet, well, what good was the pamphlet to begin with? It's down to you. Lady and gentlemen, listeners, it's mostly men, some women. If you would leave these pamphlets maybe in places that women go, high tea, fashion, makeup stores, the pussy shop. I don't know. I don't know. Wherever women go, that would be great. But, you know, just because women spend more money and we want that, and they buy more tickets and they organize more social groups and they have more social capital on average. So it might be a better way to grow the podcast there. But you can give it to man places as well. Places where scientists and engineers go. You could put them there. The James Donald Forsbycan catamaran plan pamphlet. It's down to you. I can't emphasize enough the extent to which this is now down to you. You have to go out there and print out that pamphlet and get it out in the world. Let me know when you do it. If you're listening to this podcast, you're not a passive observer. All right? This is not a spectator sport. You're part of the team. James Donald Forsbycan catamaran plan pamphlet crew. Get out there and print that pamphlet. get your ass out there and print that pamphlet and get that pamphlet into the hands it needs to be in. Only together, only by sharing this, keep dropping it and picking it up again, this beautiful pamphlet, only thereby can we grow the podcast. That's really all I have to say for the time being is to, I've read you most of what's on the pamphlet. I've told you about the pamphlet, what to do with the pamphlet. You can print it either in A4 or letter style sizing. You can print it even bigger. You can print it on a huge sheet of paper. If you have that sort of money, you could also print a smaller pamphlet. People will struggle to read it if it gets smaller than a normal letter A4 type size. But it's down to you. I mean, this could be the week. If you print out enough of these pamphlets, next week we could have the boat. So vast could the reach of this pamphleteering be. A lot of people say, James, I'm already signed up to the Patreon. James, I'm already telling everybody I know about the podcast. James, I'm lonely and depressed and I don't know what to do with my mornings and afternoons. Well, now you do. Print out that pamphlet. Go for a walk around the neighborhood. Drop it into letterboxes. See what happens. Stand on a street corner. Hand it out to strangers. See what happens. Let's see what happens with the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan pamphlet. You could leave it on car windows if you don't mind annoying people. Pop that under the windshield if it's not raining and if you don't mind annoying people. There is the, of course, there is the possibility that the pamphlet will become too successful and will annoy people. And then people will look at it and they'll go, I don't like this at all. I'm going to look up this podcast, beep, bop, boop, and I'm going to leave a bad review. I'm willing to cop it. I'm willing to tolerate bad reviews. And the risk therein of reaching out and getting too many people listening to the podcast, if you're willing to risk it, get out there and get that pamphlet printed. Get out there and get that pamphlet printed. All right. Insert name here. Pledge. I'm going to print out that pamphlet. Affirmation. And get that pamphlet into the hands of people who either do or do not want that pamphlet. Now, of course, if you're listening to this podcast for the first time, this episode, that may be because you've got yourself a pamphlet. And you'll be thinking, is this all the podcast is? Is there's a pamphlet? I got the pamphlet. Now I'm listening to a man talk about the pamphlet. Yes. Yes, that's the new arc. That's the pamphlet arc. We're on a pamphlet arc at the moment. We're going to see how the pamphlet goes. There will be other arcs. There's the poetry arc. There's the movie arc. There's the card game arc. There's the Chinese language singer-songwriter arc. But at the moment, it's all about the pamphlet. James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan pamphlet out now at the James Donald Forbes McCann website. Link below, above, sideways, wherever, somewhere attached to this. There is a link. And now it's down to, I have no more to say. I leave it in your capable hands. It's down to you. I know I'm talking to thousands of people at the moment. I'm grateful for that. And it could be easy talking to thousands of people to think that you're just lost in that. You don't matter. Oh, I'm watching the US election, but my vote couldn't make a difference. It's that sort of attitude that doesn't make a difference. Take life into your own hands. Print out that pamphlet. You don't have to vote in the US election if you don't want to. I would be if I could vote, but I'm an Australian and we have to vote in our own country, and so I'm sort of indoctrinated into the voting cult, and I don't see not voting as a protest against the system. But with this pamphlet, I absolutely would see that as a protest against the system. And I'd like to think we've accrued a loyal, gung-ho, powerful... Whatever, man, you know you can print out that pamphlet. Now, James... I don't have access to a printer. How can I print out the pamphlet? Go down to Office Depot, Office Works, Office Max. Buy yourself a printer. I believe in you. I believe that you can print out the pamphlet. And not just once. A lot. James, I'm starving and poor. Well, you shouldn't be printing out the pamphlet. You should be eating. Get out there and print out that pamphlet. Now, if you are working, if you have an office job and there's access to a printer, but you're really only meant to use that printer for work-related activities, I say use that printer anyway. Print out that pamphlet. Pamphlet. Get out there, print out that. You're going to want it double-sided, and you're going to want it the same way up on both sides. That's important for the printing process and the pamphlet, or else you'll open it up and it'll be upside down. People doing all sorts of silly business. Well, that might help them invest. They will have put some work in then, and they'll want the pamphlet even more. So that's not entirely bad if you do that, but I reckon there's no sense in doing that. That's all I have to say. I thought that was all I had to say before, and that's really now all I have to say on this episode of the James Donald Forsberg Hank Catamaran Plan, a show that is increasingly about the pamphlet. Catamaran ho, everybody!
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Save big now during Menards Super Savings Sale. Brighten your home with a three-panel LED light bulb. Now just $1.99. Stay warm with a hardwood firewood bundle. Only $3.99. Stock up with Clorox All-Purpose Cleaner. Just $2.99. A 16-pack of Zest Bar Soap is only $7.99. Hurry, these great deals won't last long. Sign up for Menards emails to get the weekly flyer plus exclusive daily flash sales right to your inbox.
Save big now.